Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam President. Good morning, Secretary General, and good morning, colleagues. Before dealing with the item we're here to discuss, there is a procedural matter I wish to discuss. The comment made by our colleague from the Russian Federation on the European Union statement. First of all, through you, Madam President, let me say that the Russian Federation certainly is aware that the European Union isn't just a sui generis international organization. It's a group of countries within this forum, as is the G21. The 27 members of the European Union have given a mandate to Slovenia to make the statement which they made beforehand. It's our sovereign right to do so, and that's why the European Union statement must be in the records of this House. I would encourage the delegation of the Russian Federation to have a fresh look at the rules of procedure. Otherwise, we'd have to delete all the statements made on behalf of the G21 in the past and today. Now, on the matter before us today, Madam President, Secretary General, first of all, I would like to thank you for organizing this meeting because, as you are aware, both nationally and in multilateral fora, gender issues are essential matters for my country. My delegation echoes the statement made by the European Union and recalls our fundamental support to the idea to complement the titles and functions in the masculine in our rules of procedure with their feminine equivalent simultaneously in all the official languages where this question is required, and we go along with all the arguments put forth by previous delegations. First of all, these are technical amendments, nothing more, nothing less. Adding the feminine equivalent of the titles and functions contained currently in the masculine is nothing more than correcting what should seem to us to be a simple typo. Secondly, previously, many other international multilateral fora have made such adjustments in their documents. There's no reason for the CD not to do the same. It should be a mere formality. Thirdly, if we're to make these amendments, it's also because we know, as several delegations have said, that language, English, Chinese, French, Arabic, Spanish, Russian, shapes our view of the world. Saying Madam President or Madam Secretary General or head of delegation in the feminine in those languages shows that we are keen on the values of inclusion. Those who say that the current rules don't prevent us from using the language we wish when speaking, what do we say to those students who discover conference through written sources? What will we tell the younger generations who want to take up a diplomatic career and who discover in the founding texts of the CD how archaic we are in the expressions we use? In disarmament fora, as everywhere else, my country will always advocate inclusion. This morning, some delegations have stressed the values of gender equality whilst rejecting the proposal to promptly correct our rules of procedure. This is obviously a blatant contradiction, which, beyond this simple subject, feeds a climate of distrust in this forum. And ironically, most ironically, these self-same delegations denouncing the climate of mistrust themselves feed that climate by their dual approach. In response to delegations which say that it's not the right moment for the CD to deal with these amendments, I would reply that a quarter of a century ago, back when the CD worked, we dealt simultaneously with substantive and technical debates, so there's no contradiction in tackling the two issues together. And through you, Madam President, I'll ask them, how long will we have to wait to think about acting? In response to delegations who believe that proposed amendments are a pretext to give the illusion that we're working, I would reply that, yes, we are working in the CD. We're working, and furthermore, we want to work in keeping with the times we live in. And finally, in reply to delegations who believe that the rules of procedure as they are today have never led to any discrimination against women, I would ask them why, in that case, wouldn't they put practice in line with the text? We have lived for far too long under an outdated set of rules of procedure. We urge that the feminine equivalents for the titles and functions in the masculine be added in. Otherwise, how can we say that we're working? Otherwise, we're going to be told that we're working for peace and global security, but within this decision-making circle, we're excluding no less than half of mankind or personkind. I've just read this statement prepared by my capital and set that aside and make a few personal points and express my feelings. I know we don't do diplomacy with feelings, but I'm taking the liberty of doing it just once. You're starting to get to know me. I like to use a bit of humour, but I don't feel like humour today. I think the debate we are taking part in isn't funny. There's no humour in it whatsoever. On Tuesday, I left this room as a man, not as the permanent representative of France, but as a man, with a feeling of shame. And I'll leave the room today with the same feeling of shame. I'd just like to send a message to the women in this room and outside that they must keep the fight going, and they will win sooner or later. And the handful of delegations who oppose this historical tide are engaged in a losing rearguard action. So, keep up your courage, we'll manage. It's not just a fight for the women, it's a fight for men and women, and it's something that I'm very keen on. Thank you. And I beg pardon from those women.